we've got a lot of people congregating in the large space outside of our studio today. A little bit later this hour, we will have some middle school students talking about their Fairchild Challenge experiences. We also are going to talk with a group called First Waves and some teens that participated in their programming, which involves conflict resolution and problem resolution while using Pittsburgh area waterways to paddle as kind of a stress reliever. You'll learn more about that. And in just a minute, you're going to get to meet a composer. I did want to welcome Radio Phoenix. Thank you for being here with us today. Good morning, if you're listening in Phoenix, Arizona. We're glad you've joined us. And also, I wanted to let you know, not just in Phoenix, but anywhere, if you want to register any comments to any of our guests, you can text us at 412-200-5975 during this hour, 412-200-5975, or email us at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll relay them. Now, we'll talk with him in just a moment. You'll get to know him. The person you're about to hear is in seventh grade. He takes lessons at City Music Center, which is affiliated with Duquesne University. And he's going to play two songs today, two compositions that are his own. We'll hear the first, and then we'll talk a bit. This is Rowan Belt. Thank you. that was Rowan Belt, and you can get that microphone up there near you. That's fine. You'll sound good there. What was the name of that?
Well, this is the first movement of a piano sonata that I've been working on. So basically, it's just called like piano sonata. So it doesn't really have like a really cool title or anything yet.
Great. But hey, Gio, let's get the mic a little bit. I want to be sure we can hear you. That's not just adjust that a little bit so we can put that in the right position. You're taller than Gio had you made out. Or made out to be, and I want to be sure we can hear you. Do you have a title for it?
Piano Sonata. So, sorry if there's nothing really interesting, but I'm still hoping to get the second and third movements going. So that's what's happening there. So.
Oh, great. How long? Tell me a little bit about your study of music. How long have you been playing? And
I've been studying it for something over about 3 years at City Music Center with Dr. Israel Kremen. He's a piano and composition teacher there, and I have studied a lot of piano as well, and I had sort of learned a few things before that on my own and with a teacher who wasn't really a pianist, but basically that's how long I've been working.
And who was that?
Crystal Medina. She's a vocalist, actually, but she learned piano in the process.
Now, how you're in seventh grade. How old are you?
I am 13.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Bethel Park, so I'm in the South Hills.
A lot of folks, at least at this stage for classical music, would not be composing. What got you interested in composing?
Well, I actually started out by composing, and the piano came as a second because my mom always told me that I needed to learn how to play piano in order to compose because you need to learn how to play it and so that you can work things out. And of course, I didn't listen to her, and it took a real actual professor to convince me that I needed to learn piano
instead of your mom.
Yeah,
you needed.
Well, sometimes when your mom tells you to do things, your mom tells you to do all sorts of things. So when it's just a piano teacher, it makes more sense. Like they're just dedicated.
Well, sure,
to that.
Yeah, it's an independent yeah. opinion.
It's just the natural way that things work out. But I have been composing for a long time, and I got pretty frustrated because I couldn't figure out how to notate things and play things. So that's why I went to the piano teacher, and it's been very helpful because, as you see, this is sort of a complex composition, and I definitely couldn't have written this if I couldn't play piano as well.
Yeah, and it looks like, have you done your notation by hand, or did you use a computer? It looks like it's all by hand.
It is all by hand, but I have some software, but I haven't hooked it up yet, so because we got it from a friend, and it's about 5 years old, but our computer is also sort of older too, so
yeah.
Maybe it'll probably work, but we'll make sure to get that hooked up, because also I've only got 12 staves on my paper, and if I want to write something for orchestra, you can't write that on 12 stave paper.
Do you hear things in your head that you want to be able to notate that you don't have the either ability or speed to notate? You know what I mean? Like, you might be able to hear something, but it's hard to document it because it takes an awful lot of patience and skill to do that.
Well, usually I do think of things, and I sort of play them a couple times on the piano, and I can learn them, but I often deal with the problem of not taking the time to write them down, and then I forget them later, and it really bums me because I can't write them. But and often I make a lot of changes once I start writing something.
Is there anybody else you'd like to acknowledge? Or?
I am associated with the Pittsburgh Area Theater Organ Society, PATOS.
Oh, very good.
I'd like to give a shout out to them because they've been very a great influence on my musical pursuits.
Pittsburgh Area Theater Organ Society.
Yes. They're dedicated to the preservation of theater organs and theater organ music. The theater organ is a type of, well, organ that was used to accompany silent films in the 1920s and 30s, but it's a really very interesting instrument. It was like one of the first synthesizers, and I think it's definitely very important that it's preserved, and I think it's a great instrument.
And have you thought about career choices?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm actually intending on going into engineering because sometimes it can be a little bit of hard to find a job in music, but I definitely intend to keep composing for the rest of my life because it's one of my passions. It's something that I really enjoy.
Well, great. It's nice to talk with you. What are you going to do next?
Well, this piece I wrote since last October up to about March. The next piece that I'm going to play is a shorter piece that I actually wrote in 2012. So that's an older piece, and it's you may notice that there were some syncopations in this piece, like that sort of rhythm and stuff like that. But I'm going to, this piece is like just a rag. It's completely syncopated. So this piece here shows some more modernistic elements, and it shows a little bit of a development in my style. So the other piece will show a little bit of my earlier style.
Excellent. And did you name the rag?
Or? Yes, it's called Raspberry Glow.
Raspberry Glow. Rowan, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you very much.
Here again, age 13, 7th grade, Rowan Belt. Thank you. That's Rowan Belt. Thanks, Rowan. He sounded great.